people, when you have a brand and you're purpose-driven, you're after a bigger cause. You're after something bigger than your products or your services. So that is how you create a movement. That's how you create an army of people that believe in you and believe in your cause and your mission. So it's bigger than your, again, your sales. It's bigger than your products and services.
Hi, ladies. Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. It has been an absolutely amazing game changer. So I want to have you get ready to elevate your leadership game with our next speaker. She is phenomenal. Her name is Alona Lampari, and she's widely known as the business catalyst. Now, over 20 years of operational management is what this woman brings, okay? She has had experience in both Fortune 500 companies and service-based industry. Now, she has a track record of helping elite business owners and organizations achieve million-dollar breakthroughs while staying true to their purpose and their values. Now, she's a best-selling author, a global keynote speaker, an award-winning leader in her own right. Now, Alona combines billion-dollar corporate strategies with cutting-edge online marketing insights. Now, through the Life School, she guides visionary leaders to build purpose-driven businesses through inner alignment, branding, marketing, sales, and team development. I mean, this woman has it all, okay? And she's ensuring that impact and income growth go hand in hand. Now, whether you're just launching a coaching or service-based venture, or you're scaling to the next level, Alona's approach will empower you to embrace authenticity, to drive lasting impact, and to transform your business into a legacy. Now, why are we here, right? So I want you to help me welcome Alona Lampari, here to share her expertise on the heart of leadership, unveiling the power of purpose-driven strategies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another amazing session here at the Life School. And today I want to talk to you regarding the heart of leadership, unraveling strategies that will help you align and scale your purpose with profits so that you can do more good in the world. And for this session, I would like to do a Q&A. I want to take some questions that were asked, and I will absolutely attempt to answer them. So many entrepreneurs struggle to find balance with purpose and profit as they grow. From your experience, how can coaches ensure their core values are woven into their business model without sacrificing their financial success? This is a great question, because a lot of the times when we are purpose-driven entrepreneurs, meaning we believe in the work we do, our work is in service towards others, and we really want to abide by a certain set of standards and values, it's very hard to understand how to align the profit piece with that. But what I have to say from my experience is that it's actually much easier than we think, because once we are clear on our vision, our mission of impact, and also our set of values, then we can build a brand around that, right? Because we get to choose what are those values that are important to us, and what is the meaningful work that we want to put out there in the world. So that is the good news. By you having that clarity, you can transfer that when you are building your brand, but also when you are attracting people with your marketing and your sales. Because again, the more clear you are as to who you are and what you stand for, the more you will attract the like-minded people in your world. And the good news is that in today's market, people are absolutely making decisions based on this type of value alignment, right? They want to know that the person that they are hiring or partnering with has a common set of values. So it's definitely your superpower nowadays, and that's how you are able to align both. My next question is, when you talk about purpose-driven leadership, how does authenticity and vulnerability play a role in building trust with both team members and clients? Authenticity and vulnerability. As humans, we connect with each other because we show our strengths, but we also show our weak things, right? The things that happen to us, the challenges that happen to us. And what I've seen from my experience, you would think that purpose is usually driven by passion, but I've seen that purpose is usually driven from pain, from challenges that we have to overcome. So if we want to be authentic and share this from the heart, then of course it connects the right people to us, because people feel your energy, right? People can feel and can see if you're coming from a good place or if you have a hidden agenda in the back of your mind when it comes to all your marketing and your sales efforts in your business, and all your operations in your business. So authenticity is key, especially in today's world where we have AI competing, or I guess growing alongside. I don't want to say competing. It's become even more important to be vulnerable and to be authentic. Because again, people connect with you because of that vulnerability. We connect with each other from our shared experiences. It could be common backgrounds or it could be common challenges that we all overcome. And if you are able to share that, then people can really feel the human in you and they can resonate with you and they can emotionally connect with you, which is where trust is built. At the cornerstone of every human relationship, we have trust. If there is no trust, there is nothing else that we could do with each other or for each other in service towards one another. So that is how all of that connects for sure. All right, the next question. For coaches looking to scale, what are the key steps to creating a high performance team that fully embraces the company's vision and mission? I'm a big believer of leading by example. So if you're clear as the CEO and the founder as to what is your company's vision, mission, and values, then you want to just model those for your people. I have found that that's the most powerful way to teach. That's the most powerful way to influence other people. That is the most powerful way to create change in your team. And also bring in the right new hires in your company that will align with that. Leading by example, communicating this effectively is really important as well. But again, communication will only come when you are clear about what you're communicating about. So I would say if I were to rank them, leading by example is number one, communicating is number two, and then number three is, of course, investing in your team, investing in their knowledge, investing in their education, investing in the things that will make them grow personally and professionally. We can't forget about the personal side, because most companies usually invest in growing their teams professionally. But a person that's growing personally will be the best team player in the long run and will become your top performer, because a lot of the personal things that we go through hold us back from our performance at work. So it's really connected. And the companies that invest in their teams are always going to be the companies that see the highest level of ROI from the productivity of their team members. All right, next question. How can purpose-driven leaders translate their values into a powerful brand presence that resonates with the right audience and accelerates client engagement? People, when you have a brand and you're purpose-driven, you're after a bigger cause. You're after something bigger than your products or your services. So that is how you create a movement. That's how you create an army of people that believe in you and believe in your cause and your mission. So it's bigger than your, again, your sales. It's bigger than your products and services. It's because you're trying to create meaningful change in the world and you're using your company as the vehicle to be able to do so. So that is how that connects high level when it comes to your branding operations or branding activities that you do. But yes, absolutely. That's why it's important to grow your brand and not just focus on your sales. Because again, people are, when you grow a brand, you're very long-sighted founder and CEO. You make decisions for years to come. And that is very important in building anything, because if you build something just thinking of the next win or the next challenge that you will come across, if you make decisions with such a short-sighted view, then you're not going to make the best decisions. They're going to move you further faster when it comes to your long-term goals, because a lot of your activities in business, especially building a brand, takes a long time. I always say that a good average amount of years is a good 10 years of a decade to build a really solid brand that's consistent, that is trusted, and of course, that delivers on value. So that's what I have to share around that specific question as well. And then my last question is, what mindset shifts or spiritual principles are crucial for sustaining momentum and resilience when business challenges arise? I have learned that beyond the practical, the strategy side of business, the system side of business, there's also such thing as called the universe, right? Higher forces or forces around us that really help guide us, but also shape us. And the more you learn to dig deeper into your self-awareness, the more you can pick up those clues, like puzzle pieces, which are around you anyway. But if your awareness is closed off, then you're not going to be able to pick those up and connect the dots for yourself personally. Because I'm sure a lot of you have experienced that you wanted to do something, you're very goal-driven, but the timing is off, you're not really getting any doors open for you, it's really not working what you're doing, right? So those are all signs that maybe you are in the, your timing is off, right? Or maybe you're trying to pursue the wrong thing at the wrong time. And unless you have that bigger outlook and have faith in our creator, because obviously we're all energetic beings in a physical body, and our soul is really amazing, the more you tap into that and you get in touch with that, the more you understand that there's two forces always working, right? It's the human will, you trying to make decisions based on your steps and your backgrounds and your experiences and your intuition and what you feel is the right thing to do. And then there's the higher force, powerful force, which people can, you know, name different things. But at the end of the day, we have to understand that we're part of a bigger universe, right? And we're just really one human, one soul, when it's compared to everybody else around us. So I think it's really important as CEOs and founders to do some of the inner work that is necessary, meaning have practices that you lean on to meditate, to calm yourself, to center yourself, to ground yourself, because during those moments is where you're going to get the most brilliant ideas so that you can start implementing and it will make you move further faster. But also something else it will do, it will really feed into your authenticity, because that idea or that insight only came to you, because you are uniquely gifted the certain way, the way that you are, right? And your life path and journey is unique to you. So talking about authenticity and vulnerability a little bit before, this is how all of this connects. Because if you are really paying attention to that, then you are taking inspired action. But most importantly is what I've learned is that you'll be taking inspired action and only really chase or focus on things that light you up, right? And really see and clean house and detox yourself from things that you think you should do or are draining your energy. Because in the long term, those are the things that are really going to hurt you. And the things that light you up and things that align with your path are the things that are going to only fuel you and give you more energy, inspired energy to take action and to really work smart. That's what I call this is. This is the my idea of working smart, meaning not hustling, not working hard, not doing a million things because we want to be busy or because other people are doing it and we fall into comparison. We are taking inspired action. And for my overachievers, this is the best news to your ears, because you will be achieving. But the key is you'll be happily achieving and you'll be fulfilled. You're not just going to be achieving at the cost of burnout, at the cost of relationships that are close to you, at the cost of your health and all those other consequences that happen. You'll be achieving because, again, you are really aligned. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't take the million types of actions, which are not going to lead you anywhere. It matters that you take one amazing inspired action, and that's going to catapult you faster. So you got to be patient. We got to also watch the timing, but we also got to know, you know, the bigger blueprint as to where we're going. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope this was helpful. Bye, everybody.